honey. Me so honey. You keep lying. Me love you long time.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
You know what? Hey, Sophie, hey, is the mic still on right now? Is it on?
I don't know. Ask Ken.
I'm trying to get the show mics rolling.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, what it do?
Y'all, I'm so freaking nervous for this episode.
About what? What are you nervous about?
No, I just feel like there's so much to talk about.
She's about to say something crazy.
I'm not about to say anything crazy.
Let me go ahead and open Twitter.
No, I'm really excited because I just got off work and now I'm here. Mm-hmm. So,
are you excited to see us?
You know, a little bit.
We got a little baby. You know, sometimes I get in the way. You see that? I got that Superman curl. We need video for this just to see the baby. I know, right? I didn't even notice the natural hair is not up to speed yet.
We're working on it. I just said fuck it because it's too damn hot to be having straight hair. So
I feel you.
Do you feel me?
I feel you.
Okay, good.
I feel you.
So
I used to have long hair like a year ago. The
did
curly joint.
Right. I do remember that.
Where was I? When he had long curly hair.
Okay, it wasn't like
long.
It wasn't long.
I
wasn't
like super long.
He had the Christopher Williams. I remember you had the Christopher Williams. Really? I remember you saying that. Just go watch the footage of what you recorded out there. Remember, because I was thinking.
It's because I'm Cuban.
He had a Jerry curl.
He had that.
Oh my god. So there's a lot going on this week.
Like what?
Start us in nice and soft though.
I will. Because I know where you're going.
Hey, let's start off.
Right.
Look.
I don't
know. Bro, wrong.
What?
I don't either.
Wait, I get it, but that's not it.
And that's not on some homophobe shit. I just don't understand. Like, where were you going with that?
You said ease us in. He said ease it in. That's really where you were going.
Yeah, that's really where he was going. Yes.
You never had to use no Vaseline?
No. No.
Sometimes you need some extra lube.
I've never had that problem.
Please. Please.
Okay. Sophie, get us a daughter.
Okay, you know what?
What did you think he was talking about?
No, I mean, it's fine.
No, don't.
Okay, yes. Mike,
no, this is getting good.
No, it was, yes. What you were talking about? We're not doing this.
What
did you think he was talking about? What did you think he was going to stick his dick in with Vaseline? Besides, maybe I'm still wrong.
Hey, yeah. what's the first topic, babe?
The first topic is Vaseline.
No.
Let's just move along.
Okay, so there were a lot of things that happened this week. So one of the first things that happened was Beyonce and her husband decided to drop an album.
The Carters.
Now, this is the thing. I feel like I knew this was going to happen.
You mean after Ross said it?
Get that man his props.
Of course not. This ain't had shit to do with Rye. Look, I'm an expert beehiver, okay? So I knew, like, regardless of what the fuck Jay-Z was doing, I knew that Beyonce is not going to go on tour with no new, like, material. That's just, it's not going to happen. Because then what the fuck? I mean, she could if she wanted to, because I still bought my ticket, but people would be like, why, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Europe got gypped. Well, not really, because they never really had On the Run, so they didn't really give a fuck. It was like a new experience for them. But as soon as she went to London, she, I think towards the end of the concert, was like, you know, I got something special for y'all. There's a new album, so check it out. And, you know, everybody headed over to Tidal. You know, obviously that, you know, went up in the app market again, as usual. Everybody blows it up with, like, the free trials and stuff. And, surprisingly, she uploaded it to Spotify and all other streaming services, which kind of had people by shock because she's known to, like, kind of be like, fuck everybody. I don't give a fuck about streams or anything like that. I want everybody to kind of come to my platform. But in my opinion, I feel like she just kind of released it on that on that platform just to be like, you know,
Looking out for Bay.
I mean, I don't know about all that.
Yes, it is.
Jay-Z doesn't have music on Spotify.
No, he don't.
But it, I'm tight. Oh, you talking? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, you know, like I've had several conversations regarding this, and I think that when you try to be that exclusive in today's market, it actually hurts you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Jay and Beyonce, they're big enough where they don't need no marketing, no promo. They can just drop an album. Mm-hmm. It's gonna do numbers.
Exactly.
But if you just try to force everybody to title, yeah.
That's what it was. Nobody was going to.
Yeah. Nobody was gonna go to title. Yeah.
Like, it has to feel authentic. I feel like people have to want to choose it.
Exactly. And here's the thing: at the end of the day, what's the biggest music source? Apple Music. Yeah. So why are you going to alienate the biggest music source if what you create is music? So
right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Because Beyonce and Jay-Z.
But I thought she said she didn't put Lemonade on Spotify.
She didn't.
She didn't.
That so was why, only on title. So why would they put this on Spotify?
Because it didn't work last time.
Exactly. Because the numbers weren't where they were supposed to be because you're
alienated. But she even throws shots at Spotify on the album.
Of course. Which album? It is what it is.
No, on this album.
But then she still uploaded it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, this is news to me.
Hey, money is money, man.
Yeah, well, the only reason. Because
Spotify ain't going to say no.
I don't know. I woke up the next morning and everyone was like, oh, this album is on Spotify. And I was like, y'all motherfuckers are lying. I know Beyonce. Y'all are fucking lying. And I looked it up because I knew that motherfuckers was lying, but I was like, let me just go check. So I did under Beyonce. Nothing was there. I did under Jay-Z. Nothing was there. I was like, okay, motherfuckers are lying as usual. And they were like, no, it's under the Carters. So it's like they literally went and created like a new.
They're a group.
I was like, y'all are so fucking corny for this shit.
How is that corny?
That's corny.
That is so lame.
Why are they not Carters?
They are the Carters.
Yeah,
lame. You're J and B.
Yeah.
That is so lame.
The nose.
They could have called it Bay Z.
Not the nose.
Wow. Get that's out of here, Mike. Corners. No. Bay Z?
Like no. Bay-Z. No
that's
way.
That's so lame.
No.
I'm sticking to it.
Oh, no. My God.
I should see the man Mike face right now. That nigga lying like a motherfucker. Fuck out of here with that shit.
It makes sense to create. That keeps the money together.
Yeah.
The money was all
it's a joint account.
Exactly. That's all that is.
Shit. Yeah, it almost wasn't. But so they they just got,
leave them alone.
What did I do?
Hey, man, they
I'm
out,
just
man.
Look.
I like the one song that they that I listened to. I didn't know the whole album was out until after I said something about the song.
Do you know what song it might have been?
It was the one with the video where she's
with the cover.
Did y'all see the meme for that shit?
Yeah, like, your wife posted. I was crying. Literally, I was hollering loud.
What did it say?
It was this how you fold.
How you fold the finish sheet.
Wow.
That is so true. Yeah, you can't fold them shit.
They had a whole bunch of
them. Just ball them up.
That one.
They had one where it was like when you lose your phone in the. In your sheets or whatever sheets. Like that.
No, that ain't as good as folding the finished sheets. Yeah. The finished sheets, it's just that's just it. It's perfect.
Like, how do you do this?
Yeah.
Have you ever folded finished
sheets? You can't. That's the point.
I don't fold finished sheets.
Exactly.
I just ball that shit up and put it in the closet.
Exactly.
The fuck? Well, I mean, yeah.
So, Rod, have you listened to the project?
Yeah.
Of course he has. Of course he has.
Yeah, I think it's good. The hardest shit is
what. Review it, aren't we?
I'm sorry.
I would assume.
Okay, but we ain't gonna talk about the whole thing.
Featuring Sophie, then.
Yeah. We're not gonna do the whole, like, you know.
I don't give a fuck. Just
oh, yeah, you're gonna be on it then.
You're gonna be on it.
Oh, damn.
Hey,
okay.
But you
said you didn't give a fuck.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, how'd you feel about that? I can't remember the name of the track. I only went through it like once or twice. No. The one where Jay's talking about, I'm good on any MLK Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
shit
yeah,
was
yeah,
hard.
Yeah. I mean, he had some, like, listen, yeah. We'll review it.
Review coming soon.
All right. So yeah, the album featured themes of, you know, forgiveness, family, basically them being at the top and shitting on everyone.
Yeah, I'm better than you guys, and you guys are not us. So,
that's okay.
Which
you
I
know
figured
what?
That they were gonna do anyways.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's
I mean,
not,
what did you think it was gonna
Mike.
Be? Honestly, I think that a lot of people line. Think that Jay-Z and Beyonce together would make an album that sounded similar to like Part 2 on the Run, except like 14 of those songs, which I feel like sounds great, but
Man on the Run.
Okay. Yeah. But that's not what it is. And I feel like it's
yeah, it's not that.
I feel like it's like that because of the nature of the tour. You know, the whole Bonnie and Clyde, whatever. And so, you know, she kinda goes into her little rap Beyonce situation.
How much are the tickets? $300?
The tickets that I got.
Oh, you can say rap Beyonce, but I can't say Bay-Z.
No, Bay-Z's whack.
But rap Beyonce is worse.
No, it is worse.
Wait, rap who? Rap
Beyonce. It's 80-20.
That's an inside joke. You gotta watch the Nas to get that one.
I'm sorry. No, go back to Ken's question because I'm curious about that too.
The tickets?
Yeah, how much were they?
So where I'm sitting, the tickets that I got are on the floor, section D.
Okay, stunt.
I mean, I wasn't trying to stunt, but whatever. Anyways, I started off with like $250.
Wait, yeah, you started and you didn't end at 250?
No, because I didn't buy them myself. I got somebody else. No, stop, stop, stop. No. For real.
You see how quick she was with that?
No.
Can we get to the price, please?
I'm not, like, to be honest, I think it was, what's 700 minus divided by 2?
350. That's fucking ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you know, I spent 300.
Wait, on the floor, so you're standing.
No. There are definitely seats, and then it comes with like a open, not an open bar. There's like drinks that come with it, and like some.
That's
some
it.
Merch and stuff.
It better come with a fucking new outfit, a puppy.
Beyonce sweat.
Ew.
No, I actually.
Is she dancing?
No. I got splashed by her last time.
Ew.
See,
but you were stoked water. About it,
and you talking telling. Ooh, and look at it.
They gave
it.
That's what she put in her little baby hair.
Hey, you got that Beyonce water on the baby hair, huh?
She kept it. She like,
of course.
I'm going to make a baby happen.
No, last time for the formation tour was really dope because towards the end of the stage, they had like a water section or whatever where she was kicking it up like the video or whatever. And so everybody put on their little raincoats that came in the tour.
For $350. Well, the raincoat's free at least?
Of course, yeah, it came in the package. It was like
it came
VIP
in the raincoat.
Thing.
That's
cool. Yeah, because they know you're going to be that close. It was literally me and the little like barricade, some random nigga standing
like
behind
poncho?
It.
Was it like a poncho? Was it like
it was like a huge
poncho.
That
better be a Burberry fucking raincoat
no,
for
like
$350.
It was like a literal huge like poncho.
But it was a reusable one. It wasn't like a...
Yeah,
like,
I still have it.
Was it like Walmart right. brand? Like, like was it
you
quality?
Know, all tour merch is real cheap. No matter... I just feel like... No matter where you go.
Like, who would you go to? Like,
it was so worth it. She smiled at me.
Michael Jackson and Prince.
She smiled at me.
Together.
It was worth it.
Now. Meaning somebody has figured out how to get them the fuck back to this reality. Yes. $350. Yes. That's it. $350.
So, Mike, hold on. So there's nobody you'd pay $350 for?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Anybody you pay $350 for to go watch?
Do y'all know how close I was to her?
Is there any type of experience?
Wait, hold on, let's go.
Is there any type of experience that you would pay that much for?
Sex with Azalea Banks.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm joking.
For $350.
I would not pay $350 for that. Nope. Maybe $250. get at me, Azalea.
What about you, Kat? Would you pay $350 for anybody?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Who?
Marvin Gaye.
I feel somebody like. Dead. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, look how close I
not
was.
None of these new
I
niggas.
That, yeah. I don't know.
Hell no. None of these new niggas.
But y'all see
so what about you, B?
For $350, I need to be up in her ass.
Look, I basically was.
Cool, but I can't touch her for that.
I mean, she smiled at me.
Stevie Wonder?
She didn't smile at
she's
you.
She so smiled at me.
So, Rob, what about
on
you?
Oh, God.
She's laughing like, look at this motherfucker pay $350 for these motherfucking seats.
Probably.
Who would you pay $350 to go watch?
I already have.
Jay-Z, Kanye.
No, it was Prince. I've seen the Prince last show.
But I thought you said that. Didn't you say that Jay-Z tickets when they came last time when it was Kanye and Jay? Wasn't it like three something?
No, I don't pay that much for Jay-Z tickets.
Oh, you saw Kanye and Kendrick.
The shade.
I could have sworn.
Of it all.
No.
Yeah, I could have sworn when he said when it was the, what was the little whack-ass group they had? The Throne.
Oh, Watch the Throne.
I could have sworn when you said you went and saw Watch the Throne, you said it was like three something for the tickets.
Back when Kanye was back.
That's probably for two tickets, probably.
This whole time I've been thinking that was one.
No.
I don't know. You're like Jay-Z. He's like your favorite person in the world.
Like
she
said, that comes with other stuff, and I don't need that other stuff.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm good with just decent seats. I'm usually like in maybe like I might look up and get in 100 seats, or I'm good with 200 seats.
That's even nuts for me.
Wow.
$200 for
so you,
AC.
No, 200 section.
Oh,
okay. Well, you said, okay, so yeah. 300 by that's
so like, are you one of those, as long as I'm in the building, like my tickets were $15?
No, because the thing about it is if I can't afford to pay to sit close enough to where I'm going to enjoy it, I'm just not going to go.
Oh, damn.
Like, there's, what the fuck that? Like, I'm.
So what's your max, Mike?
My max for a ticket is.
For anyone.
Well, it depends on who it is.
Okay.
But I might pay 100.
What's the most you'll pay?
100.
Right. 100. So yeah, my normally that's how much I pay for Jay-Z tickets.
That was 150.
So plus even
no, that. That one was. That was the Watch the Throne tour.
Even plus like a
that.
Festival?
That's different though.
That's technically different. Okay. Even though I still won't want to pay that.
You do.
But you can get your money's worth of that because it's like usually
multiple.
Like
it needs
people.
To be it needs
it's
to
like
be multiple. But the thing is,
I don't like
festivals, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, you know what? I didn't know you didn't
like
festivals.
I hate festivals.
I didn't realize that.
Because I spent my youth going to them all the time.
And saying.
Now I'm old. I don't like my day, festivals were inside a building.
Right.
Oh, damn.
And they were like $40 or $50 for a weekend. Now you're outside in the fucking sun, standing up, And no, it's just not worth it.
But you know what though, Mike? But you can't front those those early A3C days that we had. They were fucking dope.
Because I was drunk all the time.
They were mostly inside though.
No, they weren't.
No, they weren't. They were never. The biggest stages were outside.
By the time you guys started going, they were outside. When I started going, they were inside. The last time they were inside was when they were at the Earthlink Live. They quit doing that before Dead Hip Hop started. That was
when we went 2010.
Whatever 10 years ago was, 2008. So was when I started going. When they had Juice Crew. That was the last year they had him inside. It was Juice Crew, Little Brother, fucking Blue. But they don't do him inside anymore.
I remember a good portion of it being inside, though.
No.
Since
we were...
Because it was in one...
You're thinking inside. We're inside the Masquerade.
Yeah, so it felt like...
But they still had like three stages.
The majority of it was still outside.
Yeah, all of the main stages were outside, right?
You probably spent most of your time inside. Because remember, he was following fucking... What's his name around?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time inside.
Anyways... Yes. Okay. I don't like festivals anymore.
Cool. Yeah. Well, just the last thing about the album, there was a particular song that I thought that was interesting where he did address some rumors about why he didn't go to Kim and Kanye's wedding.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, all of that is something that I guess that we're going to get into. Why is that lame?
I don't know.
Didn't
I say I like the song? I said I like the song.
You don't even know what song you like. That's not even the same song.
I do, the one where she's fucking doing this. Ape Shit.
Yeah, that's a different.
Where she's rapping like Migos.
The one that I'm talking about is a different one.
I know that, but I'm just saying, why would you put out a song? Be the better person, Jay.
Fuck that.
It's just the way he did it.
He is the better person by default. What?
But, well, I mean, I would have to agree at this point.
I would have to agree.
Okay, cool.
Considering Kanye's antics.
So has Nas said anything about how that was fucked up what Jay-Z did?
About releasing the album.
Yes. Yeah, just ruined his whole album run. That was just cruel.
Nigga said that Nas ruined his own shit.
He did.
It's twofold.
It's two for one.
Yeah. Watch the review.
Yeah, it's two for one.
Shit. Yeah, but that was petty. That was some petty
shit. He did that on purpose. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
He had, because he knew. He knew that album was dropping.
He did.
Friday. He was like,
don't give a fuck.
But I thought him and Nas were cool now.
He don't fucking
know. No, it's not Nas, it's Kanye.
It's Kanye. Well, Nas got caught in the crossfire.
He's like, you thought you had
Jay's
it Friday.
Friend is only Beyonce at this point.
Because that whole weekend was supposed to be all about Nas and Ye.
It was.
And soon as it came out, that was it. Nobody talked about that.
That's true.
It didn't help the album.
Oh, Kanye did executively produce that or something.
Mm-hmm. No, he produced the whole thing.
I didn't know there was a difference between producing and
executive producing. Like, you're just in the room directing shit.
Yeah. And putting money up.
Yeah, you're putting the money up. Executive producing.
Yeah. You know what executive producing is?
DJ Khaled?
For hip hop, executive producing is doing that. For bands and shit, that's producing.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter. But yeah, he produced, and I guess he probably technically exactly produced it
probably,
too.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually.
But either way.
So are the numbers reflecting that it went to shit?
I knew that's just why I said 60-40.
We got to find out the...
Oh, God.
Look at the numbers thing, though. So stupid. I think it's just looking at it from just a cultural perspective. Like, that, this, like, the hype going into it was all about Nas, Ye. Nas, Kanye. Nas, Kanye.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
I did not see one single fuck.
And that kind of goes to what you were saying.
Yikes.
Like...
But the videos, they're all like outside drinking. Everybody's ass.
There were videos
having a good time at the like streaming.
It was a live stream.
Like everyone was having a great time. Yeah. Then Jay-Z's
album
dropped.
Not the one in Wyoming.
Yeah.
No. This was in Queens.
The Wyoming one was Kanye's, I believe.
Right. Oh.
But we talking about the Nas one. That was in Queens, where he's from.
Well, they were still smiling and dancing around and grinning and shit.
Yeah.
And then Jay came over and was like, "Nope.
Nah, nigga.
Nope. Party's over.
Nope. Condom in your baby seat again.
Well, there it is.
Babysit again.
I mean, oh well, it is what it is.
Poor Nas.
I mean,
Nas had the damn face real quick.
Maybe he should have scheduled it at a different time. Yay. I don't know.
I don't think it would have mattered. Yay. Jay would have dropped it.
Exactly.
We suffered too.
Okay, so next on the list, Nicki Minaj said some things on Elle Magazine.
Uh-oh.
She had an interview that was borderline slut-shamey, I guess.
Mm.
This is the thing. I didn't really care about this story when it came out because I was just like, I kind of stopped taking Nicki Minaj seriously after she, after her response to the Pulse shooting. Not necessarily directly to the Pulse shooting, but she has, you know, a large fan base that, you know, includes a lot of LGBT folks, right? And so when the Pulse shooting happened, you know, at the gay club and stuff like that, I guess people or her fans were trying to get her to speak out on it just for awareness or something. And she basically responded with something to the essence of, fuck you, I mean, y'all will be all right, or whatever. She was like, y'all don't have to make me speak out on things that I don't really particularly want to speak out on. Like, it was just kind of rude how she addressed it, which she's well within her right to do. Right. But a lot of people were just kind of like, fuck you, because Nicki Minaj has a tendency to say things, and whether they're right or wrong, just kind of stick up in it and like have other people to co-sign for her, whether it be Wayne or Drake or whoever. You know, she's very like strong and wrong about things without admitting, okay, maybe I was faulted here. So anyways, long story short, what happened in this story is she did an interview with Elle Magazine, and she says this: I love being sexy. I'm never going to stop being an exhibitionist, but it too has consequences she didn't anticipate. One of her messages on the new album, her album Queen, she says, it's okay to keep your legs closed. She's speaking slower than usual, as if she's searching for the way to preach self-respect without sounding like she's slut-shaming. Quote, I don't really know how to say this without being offensive. Maybe I was naive, but I didn't really know how many girls were modern day prostitutes. Whether you're a stripper or whether you're an Instagram girl, these girls are so beautiful and they have so much to offer. But I started finding out that you give them a couple $1,000s and you can like have sex with them. I was like, yikes. It's just like sad that they don't know their worth. It makes me sad as a woman. It makes me sad that maybe I've contributed to it in some way. And then she continues.
Where's this quoted at?
On Elle Magazine, her interview. Yeah. The interviewer says, are you reckoning with that now more than you have in the past? She says, I've always felt like it, but in a lot of ways, I don't know if I'm doing the same thing they're doing, because yeah, I'm selling sex appeal, so I can't look down on these girls. I may not be having sex with people, but I'm still selling sex appeal. The interviewer says, well, sex and sex appeal aren't the same thing. That's true. I just don't know if girls who look up to me think that when I'm posting a sexy picture, you know, blah, blah, blah. She just finishes off the interview saying, you know, that's her thoughts on that. And so, you know, later on, you know, people were kind of like, that seems weird that she would kind of go against people who were doing sex work but have this image, but okay, they kind of were letting her live, right? I just, again, don't take her that seriously, so it wasn't super serious to me. But then she tweets after she releases a song called Bed with Ariana Grande. It was like something super sexually explicit, obviously. She tweets, who's going to be playing Bed at their next dick appointment?
What?
That was after the interview?
Yes. And everyone was retweeting it like, but you just told us to keep our legs closed, so I'm lost. And she got a whole bunch of backlash, right? So Nicki Minaj, being Nicki Minaj, does what Nicki Minaj does. And she gets on Twitter and was like, a woman can be a freak with her man, sexual spit, explicit lyrics, and exhibitionist, love freaky girls.
Wait, sexual spit, what?
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna start over.
Please do.
A woman can be a freak with her man, sexual, spit explicit lyrics.
Oh,
an exhibitionist.
The
love
sexual and spit was too close.
Yeah, it was too close. It was too close.
Yeah. I need a pause. We're still stuck in the Vaseline. Now we're going to the spit.
We need a semicolon.
They call me a freak because I spit on these pussies before I eat them.
Yeah, sounded better the other way.
It's an M. I didn't do that. That's not my shit.
Like, you know, okay.
FIFO's currently judging Mike for
right
for saying M.
Love freaky girl talk with her girlfriends require men to treat her like a queen in all caps. None of that equates to selling pussy. Now pop that dick out your mouth. The Nicki hate train has left the building.
What's wrong with selling pussy?
So that was a lot of people's questions. And then you know everyone's like, well, you know, it's illegal, so that's why it's wrong. Or...
Oh, but y'all are smoking weed, though, huh?
I mean...
It's technically not illegal, though.
Yes, it is.
Where?
Here.
Not in Fulton County.
Bullshit.
What?
What are you talking about?
It's decriminalized.
Weed
that
is still illegal.
That doesn't mean it's legal.
Are you serious?
Decriminalized.
You reaching...
I can't get in trouble.
You're Ralph Richards now.
So yeah, she kept getting backlash from this, and every single response, again, Nicki Minaj is the type of person where she might not say anything outwardly, but she will respond by liking people who are agreeing with her.
Passive.
Yeah. It's very passive aggressive. It's very subtle. And I've seen people even have takes on this where they say that Nicki Minaj does this thing where whoever she feels like, which I think is a reach, just to go ahead and say that. But I think it's a reach, but they say that, you know, whoever they think her competition is at the time, whether it's Cardi B or whether, you know, a couple years back, it was Azalea. No, Iggy Azalea, I guess.
Remy too, though.
Well, Remy too. But they were saying, you know, when Iggy was a thing, that she was like, you know, going on this whole rant about how writing your own stuff is so important and this and that and the third. And now that Cardi is super sexually explicit and she doesn't give a fuck, this is her new take on, oh, now I'm single. I'm going to keep my legs closed. Like that. That's whatever. A good one. I mean,
what's a good, it's the same shit. Conspiracy
it's the same thing Kanye kind of does with that whole creating an enemy thing. I mean, it's a little bit different, but
yeah, I like that.
What you
that
mean?
Makes sense,
Ken.
That Cardi B is like all the rave now because she's open and she says.
Oh, so you try
thing.
To put something out there that goes against that?
No, she's doing the same thing.
No. It sounds like what they're saying is that Nicki Minaj is now going against what Cardi's doing simply because it's Cardi. Right.
So the reason why I thought it was the other way around is because of the album cover.
What's the album cover?
Or the cover of that song in the way she was dressed.
What is it?
So she's in an I'll pull it up.
I didn't even know this was happening.
You mean she has a Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj was dressed very...
I didn't know people still kept up with Nicki Minaj.
They do.
Everybody outside of the Barbs...
Yeah, I don't know how many people
like she
care.
Has a following. Yeah,
there's
but
so many other female rappers that are like dope as fuck that it just doesn't.
Yeah, that right there.
What is that?
That's not that bad.
Let me see that real quick.
Hell no.
That's Cardi or Nicki?
No, that's Nicki.
But Cardi. That's Photoshop Nicki.
That's kind of Cardi's kind of thing right now, you know? Well, not right now,
so
but that's kind of Cardi.
Is this the album cover or is this just the song?
Yeah, like
somebody said it looked like the back
but it says
album
queen,
track
though.
List.
Like
yeah,
what?
Don't worry about all that. I know you're saying it's Queen, but I guess, you know, because Cardi's reputation was kind of around, like, the stripper and all the other stuff and, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
so
lifestyle.
Was Nicki's before.
Yeah, so,
Nicki was but Nicki was
yeah,
before
but Nicki
Cardi.
Went away from that.
Did she?
I think she's true.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know.
I thought her last big single was the butt one, wasn't it?
Anaconda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I mean,
she never went away from it.
Basically, this interview was, in my opinion, her, you know, talking to the interviewer about how selling her sexuality has made her realize that she might be influencing girls to sell themselves.
But wait a minute.
Is she throwing shade at Cardi with that?
I don't think she's throwing shade at Cardi because Cardi clearly has stated that she's never sold pussy. But the ultimate, I guess, thing here is that she's shaming, you know, sex workers.
But didn't Nicki say something to the kids before about, you know, about...
I remember that.
About
what?
What was it, Ron? I can't remember.
I can't remember. But I thought you had it. I was really
I was like, man, Ron got me. I'm good.
I think we were trying to.
Yeah. But she.
What?
She had.
I do remember what you're talking about.
Yeah,
though.
Where she was trying to.
How do you know you remember?
Speak
because I remember something
messages.
About she was saying positive message to the kids. I just don't remember exactly
what
it was.
Type of positive? She always says the stay in school thing, but
no, it was something else. Like I know what Ken's talking about. I just don't know verbatim.
Keep your legs closed.
No, fuck. Go sell some pussy so you can go fucking afford to go to school. What's the problem? Do what you gotta do.
Verbatim, but I do remember.
So let's talk about that though.
So
talk about what?
Well, because Mike doesn't have a problem with selling pussy.
Absolutely not.
So why don't you have a problem?
Why would I? I think sex work is just as legitimate as anything else.
It's in demand.
As long as it's safe and it's consensual, what's the problem?
I'm with you though.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm not against it.
I don't know. I feel like my whole thing with sex work and selling pussy and all that is like I've seen a lot of people talk about it online, and my whole thing is people try to do this whole thing where they're like, oh, you know, you need to be in love and you need to, you know, sex is special and it's a spiritual thing and you can't, it's an energy thing. Yeah. But my whole thing is like, okay, how is it worse that you're getting $10 for pussy?
What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything.
Who's only getting 10?
I'm just saying, who are you
hanging out with?
Okay, but $10. You gotta think about it. Let's just say hypothetically speaking, you got $10 to
you're in my world because that's about as much as I pay.
No, but for real, let's say hypothetically speaking, you say, hey, I'm gonna fuck you for $10, right? People are gonna look at you crazy because, oh, your pussy cheap, you whack, whatever. But you fucking for free. And he cheating on you. So it's like, well, who's really winning in this situation?
What are you talking about exactly?
Yeah, who says I'm gonna fuck you for $10? You buy him two shots of Fireball. That's about $10.
Okay,
yeah.
So who says
you don't
that you
say that?
It's a hypothetical amount.
No. I'm saying who's fucking for free exactly? I guess who are you talking about?
Everyone. Not necessarily. Everyone in relationships?
No, hell no. That's not fair.
I was with you until you... Yeah.
They paying the most.
In relationships?
Relationships, they paying the most.
I thought you meant just chicks that just go out and just fuck some random guy because she thinks they like him.
What are you talking about? Like, in terms of, like, dating and stuff?
Yeah,
you're like not guaranteed pussy when
but that's coming out the part, and that's the fucked up part because we don't necessarily always get return on investment. That shit don't always happen.
You did this.
I did not.
You did this.
Wait, hold on.
Hold the fuck off. There are two married guys, and I'm about to be married as well, and we have two single guys. But once upon a time, we all used to chase women, right? Yes, no, maybe so. You never chased women.
I never
chased
women. Let me clarify my statement.
He's still gonna
not,
say no.
Not chase women, but date women.
Well, of course, everyone dated women. Okay. Well, not everyone dated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? You're just trying to set it up. Go ahead.
Exactly.
It's there. Everybody's dated women. Now go. And when you date a woman, it costs a little bit of money to put in that gas tank to go pick her up.
Not if you're creative. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tell that bitch what?
I'm sorry.
Shit.
Go ahead.
I'm saying is it take a little bit of money to put gas in your gas tank. It take a little bit of money to take that chick out. And, you know, somewhat impress her. You ain't trying to take her to McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to take her to goddamn Benihana on the first date.
Look at Mike's face. Go ahead. No finish, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
But even if you do take her to McDonald's, it's more than $10.
Exactly. Exactly. Wait, hold on. How much do you think a typical date cost a guy?
I don't think.
Exactly. So
I ain't got to worry about it.
So most dudes in one night would spend anywhere between $100 to $250 depending on the chick.
Oh my God.
I'm talking everything.
How much does a haircut cost, Rob?
Because me and you be crispy, dog. I'm just saying. How much does a haircut cost, Rob?
You can't charge that part because you're gonna reuse the haircut.
You're gonna reuse it for tonight, though.
$100.
I can't relate.
That was me.
How much a haircut cost?
That was a low blow for no reason.
Right there, $20. All right, $20 for the haircut.
I had hair once. Long time ago.
You got
like Jesus, didn't he? When he did have it too. But look.
$20 for the haircut.
$20 for the cut.
Oh my God.
We gonna put at least $20 in the gas tank, right?
Okay, 25. Go ahead.
And at least 20 in the gas tank. You know, you don't know you might have.
How she live?
Really? Where is this?
Where are you going?
See, this is where the problem is.
What you mean?
You driving all the way across town for some chick.
Look, but we get the point, though, right?
No, I mean, we don't.
I'm saying that's 45 right there. I'm talking about $100.
What he's saying, he's already bust 10 at that point.
Yeah, it's beyond 10.
It's not my fault. You got to put gas up.
He already broke 10.
I thought he said you already busted 10.
So you
want
to pick you up in the Uber then?
That's where I'm at.
That's even more expensive.
I mean, okay.
We didn't have Uber back then.
We did. You had to drive. I'm talking about now, though.
Ride a skateboard.
All I'm saying is, between gas and a haircut, you're 45 in.
That's crazy.
Right?
Okay.
Let's say you a fresh ass dude, so you ain't gotta buy no clothes. You know your wardrobe straight, so you ain't gotta buy nothing there.
Uh-huh.
You know you Gucci.
Great.
You go pick up the shorty. You go have dinner. Great. Right? Dinner's gonna cost you anywhere between $40 to $50 for two people.
Stop throwing numbers out. Just say you gotta pay for dinner because we're making everybody like
I'm just saying it'll be $100.
Oh, I was gonna say more than
$100.
Where the fuck are y'all going?
Well, I mean, my thing is like
drinks. I didn't even include drinks yet, bro.
That's the fucking problem. Start with the drink and you're good. You get you a fucking honky tonk special. Two shots of fucking Jaeger, and you're good. What is all this? I'm going to get him a haircut and a fresh outfit. Fuck that.
You gotta look good.
She don't give a fuck about your outfit.
Thank you, Sophie.
You gotta look good.
What do you mean she don't give a fuck about your outfit?
So you just going to show up ugly and mushy? Like what the fuck is that?
Man, I
show up
like that this. You're going to spend money. You're going to spend money.
Not no fucking $100.
And then if you're dating, meaning that you have multiple women that you are, you know, trying to whatever, you know, whatever your agenda is. Bro, you do that two, three times a week. You gotta have a separate budget just for that.
Y'all sound like
y'all dating two, three times a week.
A sucker handbook,
damn,
bro.
Y'all got a rotation.
That's crazy. You spending $100 two, three times a week on a girl just trying to get laid.
No. Look.
That's nuts.
Sophie, let me ask you.
Hey.
At the spot,
and that's why your nuts are sore.
I'm not gonna say the name because I don't want people bombarding you at the job. You know what I'm saying? So at the spot that you work at, right? It's a nice space.
Sure.
Right.
if I take a lovely, if I take out my fiance out there, okay, I'm gonna spend at least $50 right?
But that's what do you mean at least? Though. The tickets alone be like anywhere between, well, depending on who it is, between 20 and 100.
But you're not taking a fuck buddy there. That's the point. No, y'all are not creating buckets. You're going to put different people in different buckets.
No, I understand that. And I'm not disagreeing. And sometimes, you know, you have the cheap ones that you ain't got.
No, but I'm saying, why would you? Okay, if you're spending $100, you must like this girl. That's my point. Now, I'll spend $100 on a girl that I really like, not somebody I'm just trying to fuck.
Look, all I know is a different story. On the first date, bro, you go spend a little something.
The fuck I am. Yeah, I'm meeting you at a coffee shop first day.
That is true. Yeah.
First day, I'm meeting you at the coffee shop. I'm not even buying your coffee unless you actually are cool with it. No, because a lot of girls don't like that shit because they think, just like he's been implying, they think if you buy their shit on the first date, that means you owe them something.
Oh, I don't think
Well, you might not, but some girls do. Yikes. So
you're telling me that some girls feel obligated to fuck.
No, they don't feel obligated. They feel like if they meet somebody and the dude is a scumbag and he buys them a $5 coffee, he's gonna think that they owe her, that they owe him something.
A finger.
So they're just like,
Kid said one sentence,
quiet,
and the whole guy
say the nastiest
the record
shit.
Just fucking scratched.
I'm getting my paper.
He old school for real.
That's the worst finger to stick in. That's the worst finger to stick.
Never mind. Okay. Never all mind. Right. Yeah. That's anyway.
But at the end of the day, look, I don't know the type of chicks Mike messing with. But for the most part, if I meet a girl,
you feel it yet?
If I meet a girl, you know, and I'm like, you know, we decide to go on the first date, it's going to cost at least $100. All together.
No,
I'm
sir.
I'm not saying I'm spending $100 on her.
I feel you.
But I'm just saying.
Like all out dinner.
Ooh, and then if you,
imagine like if you go to like there's a spot up in Dunwoody that I love. Eclipse the Luna, right?
That's like
a top of spot.
I like that place.
It shit's amazing.
Oh, yeah, that a la carte shit be running.
But I'm not taking no first date there. I gotta make sure I like you before I'm spending $100. That's my point.
Well, I mean,
I'm cheap. So
at the end of the day, the point is that y'all spending
more than
money.
I'm not spending more than 10 because Starbucks is $5.70 for the fucking five.
$10 in gas and you win.
I'm gonna use the gas on other shit, other chick that I'm gonna meet after that.
But part of the reason why you put gas in that car was to go see that girl.
Wasn't $20 of gas. It might be $4.75.
Thank you.
I think I'm putting gas on her because I need gas.
Yeah, I want to get from A to B.
That's my point. Anyways, this is beside the point.
You got my back. You got my back.
Because you're saying some crazy shit.
Because
you're
married. That's why.
He agreeing with me.
No, I don't think.
He don't understand y'all niggas.
Okay, look.
That's fine.
That's besides the point.
No, I'm just trying to break it down a simple plan.
Look,
go ahead.
That's besides the point. Your whole reason of breaking down this date is to say that after all of this, between 60 and 100 or 150 or whatever, she owe you some pussy?
Nah.
So then what are you saying?
That sounded like
where it was going.
No.
Let me reel it back. You keep the tab.
No.
You keep the tab.
Let me say, I kept tab.
What's that movie?
No, wait.
You know you're on the fucking side of me.
No.
Right, you're on the fucking side. Okay, so. Oh, shit. We just hit budget, baby.
Because.
Over 35. Fuck.
He said it.
Hold it. I'm getting anal.
He said it's.
I'm getting out of the bathroom.
This fool said it's a pussy town.
Because what you said at first was sometimes you don't get a return on your investment.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So are you now backtracking? Or
no, I'm not backtracking at all.
So then what are you saying?
What I'm saying is that entertain a woman, it costs money.
Great.
Right?
That's one point.
That's one point.
Go ahead.
I would say keep it there, man. Keep it there.
I mean, he could keep going. I want to know. I'm sure the people want to know.
That's what it is. I think you're getting too, that's why I've been trying to stop you because you're getting too far in it. The simple, like you said, just to go against your point, you have a $10 hole, basically, what you're talking about, right? Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, and then you have, whether you expect it or not, you're gonna naturally, you know, pay for dinner or whatever, drinks or whatever, when you go out with a woman. Not saying that you're looking to just straight have sex, but you're gonna to even get to that point, you're gonna spend money
but
regardless.
You're spending money for the time.
You're spending money for the time too.
Fuck them.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I know that's not what you're saying.
Okay,
but that's. I know. Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
I get you. Okay, so.
So if you spend only $10, you gotta be a hoe?
Huh?
There's a lot of women I feel like would have a problem with it. Like, what? The pygmies would be irritated with that.
The pygmies?
No, wait a minute. What are you saying? Start over. I didn't hear you.
I just feel so you're saying that if you spend $10 on a woman.
To have sex with. That what you're talking about?
Yeah, right now? Whatever. Then she's a hoe?
What? No, I'm talking about literally some. You said a sex worker, right?
Okay.
We got lost.
I think, No. I know where you are. I know where you are. I think your wires got crossed. Nobody's wrong here. She just doesn't want to explain that part.
I was just confused.
No, when he said $10 hoe, he's being literal.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Does he mean, because there are $10 hoes.
I thought you were just, okay.
Not saying I partake, but there are $10 hoes.
No, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Okay. I'm
just saying.
I know they value they said that low.
Hey, man.
I get it.
Hey, it's semantics. It's semantics.
I get it.
It's just the name of what people have called them. I don't know if they still call them that. I don't know. But that's been a thing.
Very cheap hookers.
Right. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Great.
North Avenue, the corner of North, and
oh yeah, where we
and
start.
And then when I'm saying,
so then my question is: so you have a cheap hooker that's $10 to fuck, right?
Right.
But then there's a girl who just wants to fuck you, and you don't got to do shit.
When I get for $10, those are the ones I'm talking about. See, thank you, Sophie. That's what I'm saying. Just find them, the ones who you don't have to trick to have sex.
But
they
we're
just
not even talking
sex.
About tricking right now. We're just talking about you being. Someone you interested in, not just
right.
Say, I do that for a girl I really
exactly
like.
Right, and I get,
but
that's not for sex. That's for I like this chick. I want to fucking chill.
So you just
she's
for
cool.
the rest of your life just want to
not
buy
rest
her.
Of my fucking life.
That's all I'm saying.
But I'm not spending money so at some point I can get my dick wet.
That's what I'm saying. Take that out of it. Take it out of it. Not,
but
not,
that's
not
the
going
conversation,
in.
Though.
I know it was going there, but I was. I know. That's why I'm taking that. That's why I'm trying to clean it up.
I see.
I'm trying to clean it up. It's not about, I'm going to get sex with this from this woman, so I'm going to spend this, go get my hair cut, all that. No, I might seriously just want to wine and dine this woman.
Right. Because she's cool.
Yeah, she's cool. Now, you know, if something happens, something happens. But at that point, when it does happen, that does you have to think about, okay, yeah, you spent all of this money.
I was with you until that.
Why are you only with me to that part?
Because I don't ever think about that.
I don't either. But I'm saying if you put it in this context, if we're putting it against that, you are spending more, is all I'm saying.
But I'm spending, okay, so it would make sense only if I spent more,
with the intention.
I fucked her, and then all of a sudden everything is done and I just walk away. Or she walks away.
I think that's too, trying to put it on the same playing field.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think your scenario is fair in terms of this conversation. Because you're like, well, you have to think about you spent more. No, I didn't spend more because my intention was not to fuck her.
Okay, so...
I mean, that's a look.
Come on.
We all...
Okay.
That's not my sole intention.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
My intention is I want... To
so
hang out
with
this girl,
person.
And at some point, I would like some vagina, yes,
right,
but I'm not, or something.
Some adult time.
At some point,
right,
but I'm not like, well, shit.
You genuinely want to spend time with her in a different way. I get that, but what I'm saying is I don't know how this goes, but maybe they do want.
Lying.
I don't. I've never paid for.
Oh, that.
In my life.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
go
yeah.
Ahead.
So I don't know if they genuinely want that time with them and sex.
No.
That's not how it goes.
No, if you're buying, if you're getting,
you just
a sex
you don't
want
to talk. You just want to I just want to.
No,
just
you just
in.
Yeah.
So you don't.
But there are some people who do
that's
pay,
what I thought.
Pay
those
sex
are like
workers.
Escorts.
Yeah.
For to listen to them talk.
Right. That's what I thought. So yeah. So take that scenario. Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same. Because you're paying for time and sex.
No. Because you're because because
you're not pursuing a relationship with that sex.
You
right.
kind of are, though.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
If you say, yo, where's Shawty at with the red pumps, whatever, with the blonde hair, I want that one.
But that's not a relationship because she's not reciprocating anything but what you just, imagine.
It's not mutual.
Right. She's getting nothing out of that
mutual.
Except for
she's getting
money.
You may feel
she's getting money,
but
that's
she
it.
She making you feel like it's mutual, though.
But you deep down, you know it's not.
That's different.
Deep down, you know it's not.
She making you feel like, yo, I really like you, but I really don't.
Exactly. That's a gamble, though. Yeah. That's a gamble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying that's one's a gamble. I get the difference in both. All I'm just trying to do is put it on the same playing field. That's all I'm saying.
No, you just spent fucking 45 minutes trying to save FIFO.
Nah, man.
Yes, he did. That's why he said all of this.
But... But look, at the end of the day, right? Like, we're
don't
men.
End. Don't end of the day it.
Oh, no, I'm don't end of the day it. Because you're going to the next topic after this shit, goddamn. All I'm saying, at the end of the day.
I fucking tried.
That's what I'm saying. Don't end of the day. I am gonna jump back in it.
Yeah, why not?
You know what? Because it ain't 80-20 in this bitch. Goddamn.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Goddamn, I wanna speak my fucking mind. Nobody gonna tell me what the fuck God. It is. But look, no, at the end of the day, if I have any type of interest in any woman, right? It's gonna take time and money. It just is. Yep. Even if I'm just trying to get to know you, I want to take you out, I want to do this, I want to do that. It doesn't mean that my only intention is just to get the goods. It may not go that route. It may not. That may not be after the first time I take you out. I'm like, hell no. Nah. I ain't never going to see you again.
That's why you don't spend $100 on the first fucking date. You take him to Starbucks.
Hey, stunt, man. Let that man stunt.
Okay. Damn. You fucking positioned and everything. Just, okay, let him get
look,
his
fuck
life.
That.
And it maybe I'm the simp on the show, but I just know that whenever I've taken a woman out on a date,
I've spent money.
You don't.
If she's clapping, that means you're doing the wrong thing.
Why? Because most of the time we be agreeing. So what's your problem?
No, not with this.
Oh, okay.
Not with this, because you've said this before.
Well, you're just cheap.
That too. No, that's not an insult.
He said it earlier.
I'll be the first one to say that shit.
I mean, but you say about yourself though.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not a diss.
I'm saying you don't want nobody else saying it. Like, I mean,
no, I'm cool with her saying I'm cheap.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean,
maybe
that's called frugal. But
oh, you would have been mad at that.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, yeah, same thing.
No. I I'm not cheap with a girl that I actually like.
No, we.
But first, second,
so
and maybe even third.
So you buy a $250 ticket to see Beyonce?
No. For her birthday.
You see how she threw that in there?
Mm-hmm. I'm not buying no. I know. I got
I mean, her birthday is once
that
a year.
That was slick.
Right?
Slick. Huh?
Why do you always say it like that? Because
you do.
I don't say it like that.
I ain't giving no shit.
Right. He might think he getting something. He might think y'all fucking eating dinky getting something.
I see you, Sophie.
Do you see me?
I see
Do I tweet that?
I see you. I see you.
Yes. That's why I don't understand how these dudes fall for this shit. They must not follow you on Twitter.
Who? What guy?
Anybody that bought you a $250 ticket. Unless he really just likes you. You know, I think Sophie be having different personalities. She probably acts like this around us.
Right.
Like
but
what?
Whoever this person, like you know how you act. But around the guy that bought the $250, she probably really does like this guy.
Oh, stop.
And she's like, so sweet. Oh, she probably bought him a $250 pair of slippers or something. Like that. And trying to play it off like, oh, I'm the pimp in this fucking game. No, you ain't. Both y'all like each other and it's cute. Just let it be cute. Just stop
Next
it.
Topic,
That's
so.
Why she got the love. I'm going to see.
I can give you some gel.
I don't have no baby. Oh,
you
baby
do.
Hair. I used to have baby hair.
Yeah. Anyways,
why you laughing?
Damn, let my
I'm saying, let me get my baby hair.
Okay.
Shit. Let me smooth my edges.
Let me on that FKA twig shit.
Remember you had the baby dread? You remember you had the baby dread?
What baby dread?
You did have a baby dread. You used to pick.
Wait, how long?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Uh-huh. I do remember that. It's after I cut my hair and I tried to grow it back. These ones the front, were just like this, just chilling.
Aww.
And he would never tell me.
No.
And then I see the fucking episode. My hair looked fucking stupid.
It only looked like.
It's only when you moved.
Don't
it,
you
though.
Hate that? Damn, yeah. He don't be telling you shit
I
when you on
too.
Camera.
Robbie playing
you
me.
You looking crazy
man,
as hell.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so the next topic. Okay. So Rich the Kid was held up in a home robbery. Rich the Kid, the one that was beefing with Lil Uzi. Great. Okay. So anyways, Lil Uzi and Rich the Kid were beefing and I guess there was some video where he was standing either in or in front of a Starbucks looking shook as hell. And Lil Uzi was basically posted like, what the fuck is up? I will fucking fight you right now. I don't know what the hell came of that. I think he ended up running away. But anyways,
ended up running away?
Yeah,
Rich the
ran.
Kid. Yeah. Rich the Kid.
Literally
ran.
From Lil Uzi Vert.
But didn't he have like three or four friends with him?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you run from little Lucifer?
Little Uzi Vert?
Little Uzi Vert,
he
say fast.
He's so cute. He's like adorable. Like he's like
a gremlin.
I would
right?
I'm just saying gremlins can be cute too. He's
bruh.
Gizmo.
Like cute to hang out with.
I mean, she said Diddy sexy, so I can see why little
like,
Uzi Vert
would
be,
sleep
you know.
With him, but like cute like oh,
he's adorable.
Like, he's adorable.
Little Uzi Vert.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyways, whatever. So but long story short, the two things ain't got shit to do with each other. Rich the Kid was held up in a home robbery. Apparently, it was five different people that
wow. That's terrible.
Broke into his home.
In Rich the Kid's home.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, actually, not really. It was in his girlfriend's house. So people were saying it's a setup. So basically, the details are Rich the Kid was a victim of a brutal home invasion last week, Sunday morning. And, you know, he was saying, you know, I thank God that I'm still here. You know, he was in the hospital and stuff. And I think he suffered like a broken arm and like a bruised lip and stuff.
Oh, wait, so he got an actual
fight. How you get a bruised lip?
I guess a nigga punched you in the face. Shit, yeah. I don't know.
Bruise my lip. Yeah, how you get a bruised lip?
You tried to punch me, nigga.
Damn.
Like, he's like, how you get a bruised lip?
How the fuck
like
you get a bruised lip? Somebody just plucky. Like, this.
Oh, shit, my bad, nigga.
No, like a busted lip.
Okay, a busted lip makes sense.
Yeah, like a busted, like he looked like he had a busted lip in the picture.
When I see bruise,
No, not like a little, like somebody flicked your lip.
I'm like, what type of fighting is that?
Right. Take that, nigga.
Right. You are stupid. Okay, bruised so lip. The attack reportedly took place at his girlfriend Tori Brick's Los Angeles residence. And there were 5 armed robbers.
But you know, Tori Brix is actually the side chick. That's not his main chick.
Really?
Yeah.
And the plot thickens.
There you go.
And Game tried to warn Rich the Kid because Tori tried to get Game set up as well. So, like, this is kind of like her MO.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, how'd that work? So these are all her. No, seriously. So like these are like her goons or something. Mm,
yeah.
And then they rob her side.
So they rob such thing as setup chicks. Huh?
Yeah. So basically, Rich the Kid has like baby mom's main chick.
Yes, great.
Tori Brix is his side chick.
Side, okay.
The side chick had got him set up to rob like her shit, his shit, and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so it looks consistent.
Exactly.
Okay. And then just give her shit back.
Yeah. Huh. Well, she might get her shit back, and then obviously
that's what he's saying.
Exactly, and then
they might get a cut of his, and then she gets some of it or something.
Well, no, because if I didn't know all of the particulars of like where it actually happened. So if this was Tori's spot,
yeah, it was Tori's spot.
So then basically she'll probably have renter's insurance, which then the renter's insurance will reimburse her for all her shit. Plus, if she set it up, then the guys that took the shit or did whatever, she still has her original shit.
Oh, wow.
You see what I'm saying? And then, obviously, they have all of Rich the Kid's shit.
That
so his jewels
legendary.
And all of that. Exactly. Well, you know.
Somebody tried to get me to set up a Subway one time.
And you didn't do it?
No, I didn't do it.
Fuck that. You know Rod got integrity, man.
Come on now.
I don't have that.
You'd be scared out his motherfucking boots.
Huh? Say what now?
You'd be scared to do that, right?
What do you mean? In what sense?
Uh-oh. So now you done fucked
up. No, all he got to do is say, yeah, bro, come through this time, this, that, whatever. It's not going to be no manager, just me. You know what I'm saying? Just whatever. Take all the dough. I get this cut. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we live life.
That's too dangerous to me. I ain't doing all that.
What's the dangerous part?
Because niggas will snitch. If they fucking get caught and caught up and they have your name.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, he about 6 something and he look like this and he got a beard. Like, fuck that. They know exactly who you are. So, yeah.
But how can they say they set me up? What
they say you was in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they would have to prove that, though.
I mean, yeah, but if you have any of the money or anything
messages,
like that.
Text messages, phone records, you know.
You in the same place at the same time?
Yeah, this is back in the day. Okay, this is fine.
Phone records. All right, but phone records, yes. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you had a flip phone.
Did I have a flip? I know I had a page around that time.
Either way, they can put in records. Oh, why
Subway got money like that?
It's not about it having money like
that. What do they want to steal?
Huh?
The cash and the register.
Yeah, they just want to. It's petty robbery. Yeah. Petty robbery.
That is so lame.
It is. If you want to go in, you got to go in all out.
Damn.
Rob a bank, nigga. Get you some M's, nigga.
Not so
why you looking like that, kid?
But you got to rob a bank. Like, if you're going to rob a bank, though, you got to do it, like, in the morning.
Petty crimes. Like,
yeah.
Look, my thing is.
Because they be running out of hundreds at 4 o'clock.
My thing is this. If you're going to live that life of crime, then it got to be worth. It got to be worth it. Like, if I'm going to face, like, 10, 15 years, nigga.
Sometimes it's not.
And sometimes it ain't. But I'm just saying. If I was ever a thief or whatever, I'm going to do it big. Uh-huh.
You work your way up.
Yeah.
Nah.
I feel you. You can't just do a heist and be like, damn, I fucking failed at that shit. You know, you gotta start off small. Practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. So.
Well, I guess that's why I never practice.
So.
That's you get taking these fucking girls out paying $100.
You know what, Mike?
What?
Shut up.
What? Well, when you only get them 2 shots of fucking Jaeger, they know you broke. They're not gonna set you up.
Jaeger is real nasty though. For real.
The fuck?
Get you fucked up.
It's fucking nasty. It does not taste good at all.
Not even yet.
I cannot imagine you in the strip club. Oh my God. Mess. Anyway,
I don't like strip clubs. So.
I could see why.
Cause I don't tip. I don't tip these hoes.
I don't even see you paying to get in. You be like,
I pay to get in. I pay to get in. I buy a couple drinks.
You
I
pay
get
$50 to get in.
Oh, we turned up.
Hell
one time.
No. What strip club we going to?
We turned up one time.
Right. $50.
Before you came on, you don't know the old dead in hip hop.
Right.
Before we brought the women on.
That's right.
What was that? What was that? That was his bachelor's party. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, where do we go?
Where do we go?
Follies.
Follies. Follies. Yeah.
Oh, Follies. My God.
And it definitely no $50 to get in.
Nice.
I so sure as shit wouldn't pay that.
It was only like 10 or 20. That's typical standard rate.
$50.
Oh, that was
shit.
Fun,
I'm getting a lot of things wet $50.
It was priceless seeing Mike. Seeing Mike up in there, like, man. Yeah.
What?
Because you know what? No, no, Sophie, so hold on. I got to tell you the story. Oh, I'm not going to go in straight detail.
It was cool.
It was mad cool. But it was so funny because, like, the first 10 to 15 minutes that we were there, Mike was trying to be this version of Mike.
Which version?
The
Lambo? I heard that. And then,
asshole.
And then about 15 minutes after, he let his hair down. He got him a couple of drinks. That nigga was wild. He was in here slapping ass.
I was not.
So Ellie had about 3-4 hoes on him, goddamn. Talk about, hey, man, look, I'm trying to get some wet. What you got going on?
That's a lie.
I got the $10.
But I'll show you this. You don't know me in the strip club. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm not gonna show her that.
No,
you ever seen this?
Yeah, he saw that. Yeah.
I thought so.
He showed me that back in the AT&T days.
Bam.
That's how I motherfucking
get down. Nah.
That's how you get down.
That's how I get down.
Nah, but Mike had a good time.
Yeah, we all had a good time. That was fun. Yeah,
I just get drunk. I don't really, you know.
But you was throwing money, like, for real?
Not a lot. No.
You do a couple dollars.
I'll throw money just because I don't want to be that asshole that's really in a strip club just not paying anybody.
How much money
the funniest shit?
Maybe 20.
I think the funniest shit about Mike when he
did
gets
you throw
drunk,
it all up? Okay, sorry.
When he gets drunk, he starts smoking cigarettes. Just random
That's true. I don't inhale, though. I don't inhale.
He did in my 30th birthday. He did.
Oh, that was a fucking nightmare.
Man,
that was a nightmare.
Mike was so hammered.
Oh my God.
Yo. My friends was like, where's Mike at? We gotta find him.
Outside puking.
Yep.
Because I drank before I went because I didn't want to spend money. I was like, I don't want to spend a bunch of money. And I think I was dating somebody? Because I want to say I told somebody that I was with that I won't drink at the party. So I had like 2 drinks before I left the house, and then I got there and I had.
And we had a bottle on the bus. Because we had a party bus.
Yeah.
And B was the
that
DJ. Hey, look. So let me tell you.
Damn, y'all have all the fun.
Bro,
man.
It's
the old days.
Y'all are so fucking washed now.
Trey
came
down.
Like,
that was so
wait, remember when I stopped that chick and sang her the fucking the Brian McKnight song?
Yo.
This chick was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Oh my God. It was a wild night.
Yeah.
Yo, shit, all I know, was it me and Mike that was doing push-ups in the middle of the
party? Yes. Ralph took his fucking shirt off and was in a white beater.
Doing push-ups where?
In the streets. Walking
like downtown.
Because we was downtown. We was all downtown.
Wasn't
you know where Harlem Nights
is
at?
Hell
like we were close to
over there.
Nah. Yeah. It was right over in that area.
He was wilding.
The worst part about that shit is I had drove there and I had parked in that garage and I couldn't drive home.
Oh my God.
So I got my car because remember the garage was closing at like 2 a.m. Mm. I got in my car and I drove to the parking lot. And in my drunk head, I'm thinking, okay, there's a parking lot with a bunch of cars. I don't want to park there. It would be safer to park in the parking lot with no cars. Drunk. I drove over there, parked, and I went my ass to sleep, and I slept in my car that night.
Oh, wow.
And you literally woke up, and it was like a new day?
Yeah.
Oh, hell the fuck no.
It was like
so,
a new day.
So,
Sophie, let me tell you the most fucked up part about that that entire night.
Uh-oh.
So, you don't remember, like, the most fucked up thing that happened to us as a collective?
Oh, his camera.
So that day, we actually recorded an interview with David Banner. And the interview was dope, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we were all hyped because he was one of the first bigger artists that we actually got in person and this, that, whatever.
And it was a fantastic interview.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good interview. It went a lot of different ways. It was real cool. And, you know, Rod, I don't know if he made it home, like if he was able to take stuff out, but I just know he kept it all in the trunk. Mm-hmm.
And he gets to the car, the trunk is popped, and the camera is taken with the footage.
Yep. Yep. That's first. That's when we got our camera stolen.
Stolen.
That night.
The first time.
How many years ago was this?
This was like, what, early on, 2012?
Yeah. 2012, my 30th.
Yeah, it was his 30th birthday.
How old you is now, nigga?
Oh, how am I now? 36.
Okay, so 6.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. So it was right before you came on.
Yeah.
Right before you came on.
That shit was crazy, though. Yeah. That was a crazy night. Overall.
It was a crazy night.
It was fun, too, though.
Did you get your camera stolen again, though?
Yes. Not me.
That happened. Yeah. But on the party bus, right? Like, this is just weird quirkinesses of everybody here. Okay. Ken had coffee tequila.
That's what did it.
What the fuck?
Patron has like a coffee version of their shit.
Why?
And that motherfucker had it on the bun.
Well, they had that, and they had like some type of whipped vodka when that first came out.
That's what he was drinking. Yeah.
Mike did bring that shit.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't bring it for myself. I brought it for them to drink.
Whipped vodka?
So
it's just vodka, like but whipped cream flavored
vodka. Yeah.
So like on some Bailey's Irish?
No. It's vodka.
Yeah.
But a whipped cream. So imagine like vanilla, but more sweet.
It's disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you're wasted, then it's good.
Great.
But everything's good when you're wasted.
It sure is.
Include me. All
right.
What we got?
So,
girl. You know you won't.
Nice trip down memory lane.
I know, right? Yeah, it was.
Man, that was crazy.
Let me show you how your pussy works.
I was like, what's wrong with
Sophie said we lame now.
I'll be that.
Yeah, y'all are kind of washed. Like, I feel like y'all don't do fun shit.
Whatever. What were you doing 6 years ago?
You don't come out no more. Or you never came out.
What you was doing 6 years ago?
You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm saying, where was you at? Where was you at?
So horny.